It's the Currency Brief by OFX on Money FM 89.3's The Breakfast Huddle. The Currency Brief is brought to you by OFX, moving money globally.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's The Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It's that time of the week again for the Currency Brief by OFX. And you know, Ryan, Singapore investors, we love investing in property.
That's right. It's not just limited to stocks, REITs, and houses in Singapore, but also properties overseas.
And what surprised me really is how the property sector was quite resilient during the pandemic.
But here's the thing, right? It's overseas. What do we need to keep in mind when you're transferring large sums of monies to other countries? Now, what are the risks that we need to watch out for?
Good question. Well, on the line to help us out with that and your questions that you've sent through via WhatsApp, we have JC, who is Alliance and Partnerships Manager for Singapore at OFX. Jay, good morning.
Very good morning to Ryu, Ryan and Elliot. Thanks for having me.
And joining Jay, of course, is Jermaine Chow, the CEO of Crestbrick. Jermaine, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
We understand Crestbrick is a boutique real estate agency that helps enhance the experience of buying and selling properties. So first question for you, Jermaine. Tell us, how's the overseas property market tracking during the pandemic? I mean, are we seeing less demand?
Very great question. Of course, due to the pandemic, things are very different. But I think demand is not the problem, but really taking loans is the problem overseas. So the demand is still there, but banks are getting even more stringent when it comes to lending, when it comes to foreigners.
Yeah, Jermaine, when you look at how restrictions were in play during the pandemic, at home at least in Singapore, it's tough to do viewings. Does this affect overseas properties? Because many people just view it online anyway and through brochures and whatnot. How much should that affect overseas buying and what are the key pain points for buyers?
I see. So actually in Singapore, we are quite used to buying from the show flat, and then later on the buildings are being built up at a later stage, and we are actually used to not actually seeing the actual site. And when it comes to buying overseas properties, it's the same thing as well. You go to a show flat to buy it and you don't actually get to see the actual site until it's being built up later on. So with the new trend coming up, which is virtual viewing, I think it's here to stay, so I don't really think that it affects the sale of it as well. But what really is the pain point is that it's the delay in construction and completion work, which is really across all countries, not just overseas properties, but also in Singapore as well.
Jermaine, what about perhaps potential lack of knowledge on foreign exchange? Is this a big factor?
Yes, of course. I think a lot of investors don't know the process of like how to transfer. And I think that is why working with a great management company or working with somebody who could guide the whole process could really help a foreign investor, especially the whole transfer could be very daunting, especially the speed of transfer as well.
And that is a brilliant setup because we need to turn our attention to JFX transactions. Could you tell us how this could impact the returns for overseas property investors?
Yes, absolutely. So thanks for having me once again. So at OFX, what we are noticing is actually the return of FX demand that is driven by property investment. So what is also interesting to us is that the transaction volume and the number of customers for this use case has actually returned to pre-COVID numbers. So in terms of FX and investment, and this is in the context of comparing to the banks, these factors are quite important when discussing the impact for returns. So first of all, the cost of the transfers, that's very key. The rates and the fees involved, and because of the large sum and the down payments that are involved, then there's also the recurring mortgage payments that are factored in. So all these play into the impact for the returns of overseas property investors. You touched on this earlier, the allusion to the speed of transfers. This is obviously another thing that OFX, we pride ourselves on doing. In fact, 80% of our transfers for major currencies are done within the same day. And last but not least, for this particular question, in terms of currency volatility, how can offshore investors consider FX risks in their investment strategies? We can all advise on this. And you can speak to either one of my colleagues or myself, who we call the OFX experts.
Okay, so sounds like a lot of things to watch out for if you are investing overseas for properties. What tips do you have in terms of the FX space do you have for offshore investors?
Absolutely, Ryan. Yes, some tips that we can advise investors. So first of all, due diligence. So research on service providers. Many online transfer specialists, like OFX, we do try to set ourselves apart from the banks. Besides the competitive and the preferential rates, we also don't charge any transfer fees. There are hedging tools that we also offer. So I know you've spoken to my colleagues, Mark, Sean, Ed, Adam, and so on. We also have things like a target rate order, also known as a limit order, where if you've got the time to watch the rates, we can actually watch the rates for you, and you can set a rate in mind. And once that rate hits, we execute the transfer for you. Another good one is actually a forward contract, where you can lock in the rate, a favorable one at that, for future transfers up to a maximum of 12 months. Great for recurring payments. And it's basically you put down 5% on a particular amount, and you pay the rest upon maturity. So these are some of the tools that we can offer. And it's mostly digital, but we also have a human element as well. So this is expert, and it's quite tailored as a support system. And of course, we can also help to receive funds as well as send them as well.
Jay, it's quite interesting because we notice every week in terms of questions that we get from our listeners, the constant one that keeps popping up is online money transfer platform secure?
Well, this is where the due diligence must be done as well, Elliot. So one of the things that we always pride ourselves on being as well is that we are ASX listed. So that's the Australian Securities Exchange. Been in business for 22 years and have 8 global offices. So this isn't a business that was just set up, you know, last year or 5 years ago even. We have been in the FX space for more than 2 decades now. We are fully MAS regulated. That's just locally. But globally, we are also regulated by more than 50 regulators on a global scale. And track record, we do have more than 1 million customers that we have served, and a lot from the Crestbrick property agency, which has been a keen supporter of ours as well.
We certainly hope we've answered as many questions as possible this week. We've been speaking with JC, Alliance and Partnerships Manager at Singapore OFX, and Jermaine Chow, the CEO of Crestbrick. Jay and Jermaine, thank you so much for your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
Thanks for having me, Elliot and Ryan.
Thank you.
Well, if you've got a question for an OFX currency expert next Wednesday, do send it in to us via WhatsApp with your question and name at 8855-0893.
Hey, if you're making or receiving global payments and you want to make an informed decision, make sure you talk to an OF expert.
With OFX, you can feel confident you're getting expert support and great exchange rates.
Visit ofx.com/save to schedule a demo or request for an FX consultation.
It's the Currency Brief by OFX on Money FM 89.3's The Breakfast Huddle. The Currency Brief is brought to you by OFX, moving money globally.